This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Ayushman Bharat, the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, completes 7 years today. Launched in September 2018 from Ranchi, it is the world's largest government-funded health assurance scheme. The scheme has transformed healthcare in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is witnessing a revolution in public health care due to Ayushman Bharat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The scheme has ensured financial protection and dignity." He said India has shown how scale, compassion and technology can further human empowerment. The Prime Minister said Ayushman Bharat is an initiative that anticipated the needs of the future and focused on ensuring top quality as well as affordable health care for people. Sharing an article written by Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda in an English daily, Mr. Modi said Ayushman Bharat from a promise to a people's movement for universal health coverage. He said the article highlights how this transformation stands as a testament to the government's resolve to protect every citizen's health and how far the nation has come. Union Home Minister Amit Shah called startups the backbone of New India, inaugurating the two-day startup conclave at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Mr. Shah highlighted the unprecedented growth in India's startup ecosystem over the past decade, making it the third largest in the world. Stressing upon the strength of India's youth power, Mr. Shah expressed confidence that the country will enter the top 10 in the Global Innovation Index within 3 years. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 71st National Film Awards for the year 2023 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor, director and producer Mohanlal will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema, a report.
The Best Feature Film Award will be given to Hindi movie 12th Fail, while the Best Hindi Feature Film Award will be presented to Kathel, a jackfruit mystery. In the Best Actor category, the awards will be presented to actor Shah Rukh Khan for his film Jawan and actor Vikrant Messi for 12th Fail. The Best Actress Award will be given to actress Rani Mukherjee for her performance in the film Mrs. Chatterjee vs. Norway. Sudeep Tosain's The Kerala Story will be conferred the Best Direction Award, and the Hindi film Rocky or Rani Ki Prem Kahani will be given the award for Best Popular film providing wholesome entertainment. Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today stressed the need for a multidimensional approach to ensure that food consumed by people is safe and healthy. He was speaking after unveiling the logo and brochure of the Global Food Regulator Summit in New Delhi today. The minister asserted that food safety standards and regulations must be regularly updated. Mr. Nadda also acknowledged the pivotal role of the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India in raising food safety standards and contributing to global progress in this critical area. Five people have been killed due to waterlogging-related electrocution in Kolkata and surrounding areas as overnight rain wreaked havoc across the southern part of West Bengal. The local weather office of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, informed Akashvani that record rainfall has been registered in Kolkata, the highest since 1978. Many parts of Kolkata and adjoining districts remain submerged with more rain forecast in the coming hours. IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha and Chhattisgarh for the next 2 days. The high-level debate of the 80th session of the United Nations General Assembly will begin today as world leaders gather in New York. Several world leaders will participate in the session this week, with discussions expected to be dominated by the wars in Gaza and Ukraine and the growing Western recognition of Palestinian statehood. This year's theme is Better Together, 80 Years and More for Peace, Development and Human Rights. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will represent India in the General Assembly. In Asia Cup T20 cricket, Pakistan will face Sri Lanka in a Super 4s clash at Sheikh Zayed Stadium in Abu Dhabi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 8 p.m. Sri Lanka, who topped Group B after winning the three league stage matches, lost the opening Super 4s match to Bangladesh by 4 wickets, whereas Pakistan, who have been a struggling unit, lost a second match against India on Sunday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.